Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Major Diana Amick with the Salvation Army of Lee County. Diana, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. I appreciate the time to be able to do this.
This afternoon, what we are looking at is a big anniversary for the Salvation Army here in this area. This is the 125th anniversary of the Salvation Army coming to Lee County. I want to start off, though, in general terms for people. They may hear the phrase Salvation Army and think of maybe one or two things they do. What exactly is the Salvation Army, and what do you do?
Well, first and foremost, the Salvation Army is a religious organization. We have church services on Sunday, like other churches. And it was from founding the church over in London in 1865 that William Booth saw the great need of people during that time frame, because there were so many orphans living on the streets, a lot of other homeless people. His philosophy was soup, soap, and salvation. You can't get them to listen if they're hungry and if they have no place to stay and things are troubling them. Feed them and get them comfortable, and then you can minister to them. So that was the beginning of the social services for the Salvation Army. We have a food pantry. We assist with utilities, prescriptions, clothing, of course, because of our thrift stores. And, of course, the Salvation Army is on the scene for disasters, which we've done several of this year, especially with the fire over in Hamilton.
Obviously, we're talking 125 years ago, so we're looking back through, I'm sure, newspapers and such. What have you been learning? What have you learned about, first off, why did it end up here in Keokuk?
Well, the Salvation Army first came to the United States in 1880, and it grew quickly, and by 1987, or by 1887, I should say, the Army had grown over to 600 places in the United States, and they started heading west. Keokuk was one of those in 1887 that was established, so we were one of the 600 during that time frame. I know in the research, I heard Keokuk referred to often, that it was the gateway to the west, and I am sure that's why the Salvation Army came this direction.
I believe I saw there's a display, I think, at the library looking at some stuff. Have you been learning about the meetings, maybe even the clothing? What have you been learning?
A lot of that I've known because I had to take Salvation Army history when we became officers. But I did learn that when they came, that there was just two men that arrived and kind of assessed the situation and that kind of thing. But at their very first meeting, from the history that I have found, they had over 500 people that were in attendance, and they met on South 6th Street. They call it the Simpson House, but I haven't found anybody that can tell me what that is yet.
How many locations has the Salvation Army had here in Keokuk since that founding?
I believe several. From what I had read, they kind of moved from place to place while they were trying to find a permanent location, rented places, and then they finally got a building, I believe it's on 5th Street, the one they had prior to this new building here.
How are you all marking the 125th anniversary? What is all being done locally?
Well, we had the library display and did that first. We're going to have a bigger celebration as we get into the fall of the year, and we're going to use it kind of as a Christmas kickoff, get people enthused about wanting to get out there and volunteer to ring bells.
Now, how does it tie in? Obviously, we're in Keokuk. But we mentioned early on, before we went on the air, talking about it's of Lee County. How does Fort Madison and Keokuk tie in together when it comes to the Salvation Army?
When we arrived, there was a thrift store up in Fort Madison, which they were doing some social service out of. Not a lot. It was kind of emergency more type thing. But when we arrived in 2005, we were told that we were being given responsibility for Fort Madison and also for Keokuk at the same time, and combining it so all of Lee County would be under one administration. There was the thrift store up there, like I mentioned. Since then, in 2010, we're able to open up. We purchased a building and remodeled it, and we're opened up a social service center up in Fort Madison.
Do the services repeat, whereas you can get the same stuff in Keokuk as you can in Fort Madison now?
Absolutely.
How important was it to be able to have these services offered in both locations instead of having people from Fort Madison having to travel down here?
Yeah, we were trying to prevent the having to come that distance. If you're already struggling, the last thing you have is money to spend on gas in order to get assistance down here. And Lee County goes up quite a ways north, quite a ways going towards the west. So that way we were able to split up responsibility, created a dividing line to accommodate the people better.
How are you guys funded? I mean, is it totally volunteered? Do you get money from maybe the upper organization? Because there's so much need in this area. How do you guys do that?
We have two basic sources of income. That is our Christmas campaign, and that's why we really push at Christmas time to reach that goal, because that's our biggest fundraiser that we have. And then we have two thrift stores, one in Fort Madison and one in Keokuk. So when people come in and shop or they donate their clothing, they're actually helping us to help other people, because anything we make over our costs of utilities and that type of thing comes over to the budgeting for assistance for other people.
And that's one of the things I wanted to get into, is a little more detail about some of the services you guys provide, is specifically the thrift store. How does that work? Can anyone just bring items? Are there certain items that you look for? And how does that process go?
Basically, as long as they're good, clean items, that if you yourself would buy them, you know, make them available to someone else that can't afford clothing but still have good clothing. We accept furniture, but we appreciate if we get a phone call, because we have very, very limited space. We do not accept appliances. A lot of times we have said to the person, if you're able to keep it and store it yourself, we can take your name and number, and if we have somebody that calls and needs it, we'll contact you and give them the number, and they can make contact with that person.
It'd be pretty tough to go back and look to 125 years ago and say, boy, how has it changed from 1887 to 2012? But for yourself, you've been here since about 2005. How has the Salvation Army here in Lee County changed in the last 7 years?
We're definitely assisting more people. A lot of that has to do with the economy, has to do with loss of jobs or hours cut back, that type of thing. There's been a very great need here.
Are there income guidelines? Are there employment guidelines? What do people do?
We usually go by the government guidelines. If they qualify for food stamps, they definitely qualify to come and get assistance here. And of course, we take people case by case. You know, sometimes you have an extenuating circumstance. You've been hit with huge medical bills, or suddenly lost a job, or had your hours significantly cut. So you're not making the income that you used to make, and you're making adjustments. And particularly the older people who are living on Social Security, we always encourage them to come in rather than cutting themselves short, you know, not turning on the air this summer when they really need the air, because they're afraid of the high utility bill and won't be able to purchase food or skip their medicines. We've had some of them doing that. So if we can help with the food, particularly, we have usually no issue with food. Very blessed in being able to have enough food.
And where does that come from? Where do you get the various food from?
We purchase from the food bank, but of course they don't always have everything that we need. And then we just buy locally. And that's where the funding, we have some outside funding, a donation that was given to us that's in an endowment that we use for food. That's where Christmas monies come in to play, and the money, the profits from the thrift stores come into play on all of that.
Looking at some of the statistics that you have, it looks like we're up about 23% for maybe the first part of the fiscal year, October 2011 to March 2012. 23% increase in the number of people served. Are you seeing more individuals? Are you seeing more family, full families coming in?
One of the trends that we have seen are that families are getting bigger, simply because whoever lives in a household is considered a family. Families are combining together and living in the same household. And again, it goes back sometimes to because of loss of job. And so they're moving in with other relatives, trying to make ends meet.
Do you all get into utility assistance, prescription drug assistance? Is that anything that the Salvation Army gets into?
We do it on a limited thing. It doesn't take long for those bills to rack up when you start paying utilities. We have received from EFSP, from the government funding for utilities, but that has been cut back drastically in the last few years. And with the budget cuts that they're making with the government, those resources aren't as available as they used to be.
You mentioned early on that you all responded to the Hamilton fire. Do you guys stick in? It sounds like you guys go a little beyond Lee County also. You guys just are not a Lee County-based program.
No, we help across the lines, the tri-state, because we're the closest Salvation Army to Hamilton and Alexandria and some of the towns over that way. And we're happy to do so. And when that Hamilton fire broke out, the people of Hamilton were so wonderful in the way they assisted with those people, yet we were still able to meet some of the needs.
How much do you work regionally with neighboring organizations?
Well, we're each our own entity, but if we can assist in some way, maybe we've got more of something, and sometimes you can swap, but funding stays within your own community.
What is the biggest need right now for your organization? What do you guys need?
A lot of times when people think of trying to assist people, they always think food. But one of the things that we're always in need of has nothing to do with food. A lot of people don't realize that those that get food stamps cannot use those food stamps to purchase things which I believe are necessities, such as laundry soap, diapers for babies, toiletries, shampoo, toothpaste, your toilet paper, that type of thing.
I've heard sometimes when there's disasters and such, you'll hear commercials or announcements saying that money is the better thing. But in this case, it sounds like if somebody just wanted to go to the store and buy 50 things of soap and drop them off, that would be, is that acceptable? Or would you guys prefer financial so that you guys can go and get it?
No, that would be more than acceptable because we always are always in need of those things. Sometimes if you're not sure, you can call and check and see because, you know, who knows, maybe tomorrow somebody will bring in a bunch of diapers, say, because their baby no longer uses them, and then we've got some diaper supply again. In disaster time, it's a little bit different. If there's a big disaster that happens within a community, say where the tornadoes mm-hmm. have been hitting, oftentimes factories, businesses, whatever product they make will donate a lot of it to that particular disaster, and then they're not in need of that. And if they get overwhelmed with trucks coming in with supplies, then they have to have a warehouse to put it in. They have to have somebody sort it. And so sometimes it's just easier to have the money and to be able to give people vouchers so they can get what they need or purchase exactly what they need.
Are there certain times for both Keokuk and Fort Madison? What are the times that people could come, even if they just want to find out if they can get assistance? What are the times?
We're open from 10 until 3. We encourage people to call and make an appointment. That way they don't have to wait. We can already have the food boxes packed and ready, so they're not sitting around waiting. For instance, this week we're coming to the end of the month. She's had people call in for appointments so that now we're booked full and the next appointments opened are on Tuesday of next week. So we're definitely kept busy, but always give us a call and ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. And if you're in need, that's what we're here for. And maybe it's just the one time just to get you over a rough spot, then let us help you.
You had mentioned, too, with the bucket campaign, and everybody knows that they see the bell ringers and such. How have donations been? I mean, I've heard in some areas they've been trending down. What are you seeing in Lee County?
The year before, we did not make our Christmas goal, but this last year we were really blessed and people stepped up to the plate and we made our goal and just a little bit over it, so we were really blessed.
What about the need for volunteers? I mean, you talk about the different items that you need. What about volunteers? Is that needed?
We always welcome volunteers. It's a full-time job trying to keep both the pantry in Fort Madison and the pantry here stocked and food baskets packed, and there's always something to do. So if you're looking for a place to volunteer, we would love to have you.
Well, as I look at my clock, I believe we are out of time. Diana, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
That was Major Diana Amick. She is with the Salvation Army of Lee County. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.